Hi, welcome to YVIS Podcast. In this episode, we'll be discussing a topic that is unfortunately all too common in our society. Have you ever heard someone say, well, she was asking for it, or he shouldn't have been walking alone that night? These are just a couple of examples of victim blaming, a pervasive problem in our society that shifts blame from the perpetrator to survivors of violence and abuse. In today's episode, we'll be diving deep into the destructive phenomenon and asking tough questions such as, how can we recognize and combat victim blaming? What impact does it have on survivors? And most importantly, how can we create a world where victims are believed, supported, and empowered? To answer the first question, let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, I had a phone, a beautiful phone that was given to me by an aunt. So one of the nights when I was about going to bed, I kept my phone on the table, which was apparently close to the window. When I woke up the next morning, I realized that I had been robbed, and the window was torn. So I immediately raised the alarm, and my neighbors came running, asking questions and sympathizing with me when they realized my loss. However, I had a couple of people asking me questions like, why did you leave it on the table? Why did you keep it close to the window? Don't you know keeping it close to the window gives the thief access to taking it? And this question haunted me. It made me wonder if I was the careless one. It made me wonder if I enabled the thief to actually perpetrate the crime. These are the things we do when we blame victims of circumstances, victims of abuse and assault. Now let's step up this unfortunate reaction into an even unfair scenario. Imagine asking the same questions to somebody who was sexually abused, somebody whose body was consummated without their consent. And you ask them questions like, why were you there alone? Why did you follow them to the party? Why were you wearing this dress? Did you scream at the time? Why didn't you report when it happened? Now, I also want you to imagine that this unfortunate reaction is being experienced by a child who is sexually abused by an adult. You have parents asking children questions like, why didn't you report this sooner? You have them asking them questions like, did you run when he tried to touch you? Did you scream when he tried to touch you? They ask the girl child, why did you follow the man into the room? These questions suggest to the children that they had a role to play in enabling the crime. It suggests to the children that they are part of what happened to them and they should be guilty because it happened. To further have this conversation, let's quickly define victim blaming. Victim blaming refers to the act of holding a victim of a harmful or abusive situation responsible for the situation itself, rather than placing the blame on the perpetrator or the circumstances that allow the harm to occur. This can take many forms, such as suggesting that a victim of sexual assault was at fault for what happened because of their clothing, because of the behavior or the environment that they were in. Or blaming a victim of domestic violence or sexual violence for not leaving the abuser sooner or for not reporting the abuser sooner. There are other ways we can mete out victim blaming, you know, by making subjective comments or by the way we treat the victim at the time. This is a very unfair and harmful practice that can further traumatize and stigmatize victims, and it can make it more difficult for them to seek help and support. It is important that we recognize that the responsibility for any harm lies solely with the person who inflicted it, and support the victims in their recovery and pursuit of justice. Why is victim blaming so bad? Why is it something that we should not permit in our society? Here are a couple of reasons. One, victim blaming increases the feeling of shame and guilt. Victims who are blamed for the harm they have experienced may feel as though that they are somehow responsible for what happened. Even though this may not be the case, this can lead to the feeling of shame, guilt, and it can be very difficult to shake off. And this is so great a burden to put on a child. Secondly, it can decrease the likelihood to seek help. Victims who are blamed may feel ashamed or embarrassed to seek help or support, either because they feel that they don't deserve it or because of the fear of being judged or criticized. Increased isolation. Victim blaming can make a victim feel as though they are alone in their experience. They feel as though nobody understands what they are going through or what they have been through. And this can exacerbate feelings of isolation and loneliness. It can reduce self-esteem. Being blamed for something that was not your fault or being blamed for something that was not their fault can damage a victim's self-esteem and sense of self-worth. It can perpetuate a harmful stereotype. Especially for children, we end up creating an idea that the child is supposed to be more responsible than the adult who actually perpetrated the crime. This is the same narrative that perpetuated stereotypes such as women having to dress, you know, mildly to avoid provoking the other sex into committing a sexual assault crime. It can also lead to lack of accountability for perpetrators. By shifting the blame on the victim, the focus is taken away from the perpetrator and their action, which can prevent them from being held accountable for their behavior. You indirectly justify their action. You give them an excuse for perpetrating the crime. You indirectly make statements like, because the child didn't report, because the child didn't scream, because the child didn't say no, because the child didn't run away, then what they did is okay, or the child has a role to play in the unfortunate activity. Overall, victim blaming can be a deeply harmful and damaging practice that can further traumatize victims. It is important that we reject it in our society. In today's episode, we have been able to look at what victim blaming is, the forms it takes, how to identify victim blaming, and the impact it has on survivors. In subsequent episodes, we would like to discuss how we can combat victim blaming to create a system and a society where victims of harmful practices are supported, believed, and encouraged rather than being blamed. We also look forward to your feedback and comments on this episode. For partnership, inquiries, and sponsorship, kindly call or send a WhatsApp message via 091-6435-6292 or send us a mail at yourvoicestrength@gmail.com. Also, do well to follow us on all our social media platforms at Your Voice is Strength. Thank you for listening. See you in 2 weeks' time.